Hi everyone, how are you going? Hashtag wake up netball part two. Thanks to everyone that chooses to jump in on the video. I'm absolutely thrilled if by chance you do. Listen, I just wanted to make, I guess the reason why I come back to do part two is quite simply, firstly, just to say how completely overwhelmed I was by last week. The video and the response. So in just under 150 hours, that video has had some 90,000 shares, and that is completely courtesy of you. I'm just so grateful. I don't even know if thanks is enough, but I really am extremely, extremely thankful to everybody that saw the video and felt compelled enough to share it because there was an important message, which was hashtag wake up netball. So thank you so much to everyone. Unbelievable. 90,000 views and 1,500 shares. I mean, that's extraordinary. So those figures are something I think that we can all learn from. It's a powerful, powerful message, this social media environment and what we can do collectively as a group. So number one is a big thank you. Number two, for those of you that are jumping on board for the first time and don't understand what this is all about, it is very simply about us trying to wake up a sleeping giant, and that is that the 1.2 million registered netballers that play netball in this country and their families and friends and the extended people that surround them, we want to try and raise awareness that everybody knows about Suncorp Super Netball, about watching it on Channel 9 and trying to lift the ratings so that we get a lot more power down the track to be able to hopefully get the best possible platform to show netball on your TV screen so that everyone in netball world and beyond can benefit from it. So we came up with hashtag wake up netball and everyone's just been engaged in it, which is terrific. So most of you throughout the week, I had a massive amount of people that messaged through social media, directly emailed, etc. And everyone wanted to know how the ratings were after the weekend. So I can give you the news. This has come to me directly from Channel 9, so we get this on a weekly basis. So here's the good news, guys. After 1 week, this is what you did, okay? Round one from last year to this year, the viewing numbers are up by 5%. That is significant, 5%. I'll tell you what's even more significant. This is extraordinary, and I'm looking down because I have to get this right. In terms of our season average viewership last year, in round one, we are up 140% on our viewership. It's just unbelievable. 140% on our season average of last year already the first round. So if you wondered whether or not you guys actually had the capacity to connect and do something, there's your answer. You have had a win. Probably not the biggest win that we need, but we've started somewhere and we have to keep doing this. So thank you so much to everybody that got engaged in this message and that went and did something, whether it was turning your TVs on or simply telling others about when it was on and how you could watch it. So, again, a massive thanks to all of you. Social media traffic was another really interesting one. The AFL dominates social media. On the weekend in Melbourne, behind the AFL, netball, second. Up in Sydney, behind the AFL, and then behind the NBA because the finals started over there, netball, third. Well done again. So we killed it on the weekend. Unreal. So thank you very much for all of that. And again, it is a simple message. I need you to continue to share these videos like you did last week and hashtag wake up netball everywhere you go, because our message is it doesn't matter whether you are a player, a coach, an umpire, an administrator, a supporter, a family member, or someone that just generally loves netball. We need you to help, or I really want you to help spread the word about netball, about how good it is that it's on your screens on a Saturday and a Sunday, and there are plenty of ways in which you can watch and support. So after week one, those of you that watched, you would have seen how brilliant round one was. Of course, we had four games, two games, within one goal, one game, three goals, and then, of course, the West Coast Fever had a massive win over the Thunderbirds. It was an extraordinary weekend of round one netball, and, of course, if there was ever a better, advertisement to sell our game for people to watch. It was on the weekend. So we really want kids to know that by tuning in and watching Suncorp Super Netball, there's so much you can learn about how to play the game. And, of course, coaches, because we get beautiful cameras in and the vision and the sound that you get to hear. So we really want people to watch and support, but also learn from the game as well. I think there's a massive avenue to do that. So, again, if you can spread that word. I just want to remind everyone how to watch. So, again, Channel 9 on Saturday and Channel 9 on Sunday is live netball. Okay, you can then watch Telstra TV. There are two additional games that are live on Telstra TV for Telstra customers. All right, beyond that, you can stream live the Nine games on Nine Now. So it doesn't matter where you are, if you're at the netball courts or whatever, you can stream live, which is terrific. You can also get the Netball Live app and you can watch any game live at any stage. And I just want to say I am aware of the issues that the Netball Live app had. You need to head to Telstra to customer support. Apparently they have solved the problem. I'm no technical genius, but they've solved the problem. Head there and they will sort you out to ensure that your live app works anywhere in Australia or around the world. And of course, once it hits Monday, 9GEM play all of the games at different stages throughout the week. So we know that you might not be able to watch it live. That's okay. It's not a problem. We just need you to tune in at some stage over the weekend or through the week or record it, leave your TVs on or stream, do whatever you can just to support the hashtag Wake Up Netball, which would be great. So here's the news for this week. How can you help? All right, this is what you need to do. I would like everyone in netball land, those 1.2 million people and beyond, the extended families and so on and so forth, I need to access the local netball associations. I rang Netball Australia today and I found out that there are 603 netball associations in Australia and there are 3,471 registered clubs. I need you as athletes, you as coaches or whatever, to engage with either your club secretary or your association secretary or president. And somehow on Saturday, we need to try and spread the message through the associations, all 603 of them in the netball land, about raising awareness of the Wake Up Netball campaign or movement, whatever you want to call it. Okay. So if you have the ability to engage with your own club secretary or your own Netball Association president or anyone like that, can you please try and do so and just see in which way your local association can help out with a message, which is to wake up and engage in netball as best you can. That's something I would love you to do. It would really help the cause, I think, and something that I'm passionately trying to achieve. The next one I need from you guys, I'm going to continue this. I must admit I've had no sleep in the last 7 days. It's been huge. I've been overwhelmed with the response, but I can't stop now, so I have to keep going. And I've got some ideas, and they're slowly brewing and ticking away, but I actually need your ideas. So I don't want to go to Netball Australia or Channel 9 and ask for their money or their corporates. I want to find a way that we, the people, can do this without any budget. So how do we grow the Wake Up Netball campaign? So if you guys can do me a favour and send any ideas that you have, just message them in on this live feed. You can private message me. Those of you that know how to get in touch with me in other ways, please do so. I need your ideas. And next week when I come back online, and that's it, I will be doing this again next week, we're going to have a bit of a chat about some ideas and see if we can really get this movement happening. So send your ideas in to me ASAP. And here's the challenge this weekend. Okay, I don't have a budget, but I do have a cap at home. And I got a texter and I even went and grabbed a T-shirt. And it looks like that. Wake Up Netball. If you are going to watch a game live this weekend, can you guys do this if you possibly can? Just grab a cap, put a texter on it, hashtag Wake Up Netball. Tomorrow I've got a meeting with Channel 9 and I am going to ask Channel 9 if they can possibly look for people in the crowd that have this on, all right, and put a camera on them so that we can in a free way, raise this hashtag wake up netball message. So you guys, if you're going to a game, see if you can do this. And if you don't have any clothing, just print out on a bit of paper, wake up netball. It would be terrific. And I'll see what I can do with Channel 9 between now and this weekend. So that's it. That's the message. Send me your ideas. Get your merchandise sorted. It's pretty cheap and easy, okay? And continue, please, if you possibly can. This is my pleading moment. Share the video again like you did last time. Over 1,500 shares, over 88,000 views. Hashtag wake up netball wherever you can and start the conversation with absolutely everybody about turning the TV on and watching netball whenever you possibly can. I am greatly appreciative. I've got a smile on my face this weekend. Everyone, hashtag wake up netball. Love to Uncle George. See ya.